In this bulletin, backpackers on working holidays can stay in Australia longer under a new plan to help farmers. The people of New Caledonia vote against independence from France. And Australian tennis star Ash Barty wins the WTA Elite Trophy. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Backpackers and other visitors on working holidays will be able to stay in Australia longer under a federal government plan to help farmers fill job shortages. Pacific Islanders taking up seasonal work will be able to stay 3 months longer, and the age limit for working holiday visas for some countries will be lifted to 35 years. Backpackers will no longer need to leave jobs every 6 months and will be able to triple the length of their stay if they do extra agricultural work. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the changes will help struggling farmers. But Labor MP Andrew Lee has told Sky News the opposition is concerned these changes will lead to more migrant workers being exploited.
We saw a report last week saying that there was $1 billion of unpaid wages to backpackers in Australia, suggesting that a third were being paid less than $12 an hour. So I'm surprised the government hasn't been willing to talk about how it's going to deal with those abuses in the system.
Independent Karen Phelps has officially been declared the winner of the Wentworth by-election. The Australian Electoral Commission says Dr Phelps won the Eastern Sydney seat by 1,851 votes ahead of Liberal candidate Dave Sharma. Her win will rob the coalition of its majority government and force Prime Minister Scott Morrison to bargain with the crossbench. Dr Phelps says her victory is a win for the people.
It's the moment when the Australian people said, we must be heard. It's a moment when they said that there is something very wrong with the party political system that seems to have much more self-interest than interest in the Australian people. The people of Wentworth have spoken, they have spoken loud and clear, and I have heard their message. I hope that the rest of the Parliament hears that message too.
French President Emmanuel Macron has welcomed New Caledonia's vote against independence, with a participation rate of nearly 80%, almost 57% of citizens have voted to remain part of France. The referendum was mandated under peace agreements in 1988 and 1998 between pro-independence forces backed by the indigenous Kanak community and pro-French forces. President Macron says he's proud of the result.
Je mesure. La déception de ceux qui animent la volonté de l'indépendance.
I measure the disappointment of those who wanted independence. They expressed it in the ballot boxes. And to that I say the state is committed to stand by New Caledonia's side so as to guarantee over time the dignity of all the components of society around the values of liberty, equality and fraternity.
Autour des valeurs de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité.
The vote does not necessarily mark the end of independence efforts. Under the 1998 agreement, there can be two further votes within the next 4 years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the federal government will provide $112 million for Stage 3 of the Gold Coast Light Rail project. This phase is part of the larger plan to connect Helensvale Station to Coolangatta via the Gold Coast Airport. Mr Morrison says his government will always invest in the Gold Coast.
This is a growing city. This is a bold city. This is an ambitious city with people who want to go ahead, start businesses and see the growth that has improved their lifestyle, that has improved their way of life, that is creating jobs for thousands of young people here on the Gold Coast, which is exactly what we want to see. This is a real go-ahead place and it needs go-ahead infrastructure, and that's why we're here going ahead with our investment in the Gold Coast Light Rail into Stage 3.
The new announcement will bring Commonwealth funding for the project to over $500 million. To tennis, and Australian Ashley Barty has won the WTA Elite Trophy tennis title. Barty powered to a 6-3, 6-4 win over local hope Juan Wong to claim her second title of the year. With this win, Barty will rise to number 15 in the world. She's told Fox Sports she's happy to end a good season on a high. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. A possible shower in Perth and 19 rain periods in Adelaide and 25 showers in Melbourne, 28. It's partly cloudy in Hobart and 22. Cloudy also for Canberra and 28. Much the same for Wollongong, 25 degrees. Cloudy also for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 28 and 31. Fine weather in Brisbane and 34. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 31, and a possible storm in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.